universal periodic review should be a cooperative mechanism based on objective and reliable information conducted in transparent, constructive, and non-confrontational and non-politicization manner. This said, Vice President, the accusation that DRC makes are simply a cover-up of their gross human rights violations and the abuses they have been known for and they have normalized. The only problem is how they have been left off the hook for and in the end taken for granted. We call for a visit on ground to see and hear yourselves those stories that never make it outside. It's no secret that the insecurity in the DRC is deeply rooted in the colonial history of both DRC and Rwanda, whereby some Rwandans found themselves on the DRC territory as a result of partition of Africa. Manipulations of identity of Congolese Kinyarwanda speaking communities led to repetitive persecution and political exploitation by successive DRC governments for political gains, seeking to exclude them, especially ethnic Tutsis. This led to discrimination of these communities by other local communities that came to get exacerbated by the Rwandan genocidal forces to export the genocide ideology to DRC, led to persecution of Congolese Tutsi. As a result, Vice President, Rwanda has received to date more than 83,000 refugees fleeing ethnic massacres targeting Congolese Tutsis for the last 3 decades. In fact, the DRC governance and security failures have enabled around 300 illegal armed local and foreign groups that wreak havoc in eastern DRC, including the Rwandan Genocidal Force, Genocidal Group FDLR FOCA, whose members committed the genocide against the Tutsi in Rwanda in 1994. FDLR FOCA is part and parcel of the Government Armed Forces Coalition, FRDC. Mr. Vice President, Rwanda is seriously concerned about the widespread hate speech and associated targeted killings of Tutsis and those perceived as such that became a norm, particularly spread by DRC politicians, social media influencers, members of civil society, and the ordinary population. Some of the humanizing words to describe Congolese Tutsi are similar to those that were used in Rwanda before the 1994 genocide against them. Notably, they call them nyoka, which means snake, infiltrators, foreigners, and enemy. The hate speech has been the most...
I must thank you for your statement, but the point, I must remind all the delegates that the point of order is on procedural issues, and the speaker point of order cannot speak on substance of the matter and the discussion.